Yay us, it is time for another edition, see I've changed that, of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. And Ruth is Ruth's Republican American, and she is kind enough to check in with us as frequently as she can to let us know what's going on out there.
Well, we want to keep our public informed.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, excellent.
I think so.
That's the plan. All right, so... What can you inform?
Okay, looking back at the last week, the big issue continues to be the cidery application in Cornwall. It went before a third session of a hearing on this past week. This is an application by Ian and Jane Ridgway. Jane is the wife of First Selectman Gordon Ridgway, and they are seeking to put a cidery and an apartment on their farm on Town Street. Three hearings, and things have changed with each one as comments were made from the public. The first one had the building close to the road because of all the concern. The second application has it moved back, but because of the increased costs of moving it back, they said they were going to put in entertainment and food trucks. Well, that brought some more concerns. So at this third hearing the other night, they took out the food trucks. They will have some music, not loud, and we'll see what happens. But there are still concerns expressed by those in the audience. And by the way, these hearings bring out a huge number of people, I will say.
I just want, are more and more people coming out, or is it the same?
No, it's about capped off at about, the first one was probably over 100. The second and third were probably more like 50 or 60.
Okay.
But that's a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and yeah. Obviously there are feelings about it, and having not gone, that's why I'm asking. I'm trying to get more of a sense of just general...
Yeah, I mean, the concern is high, there's no doubt about it. So this last hearing it was finally closed after three sessions, so no more information can be brought in, and now the commission has 65 days in which to make a decision. So they will confer and discuss, and we'll keep you posted on what happens.
Did we talk about this, I think, one time or time before? If there is discomfort with the ruling, can it be appealed, or is that that?
Anything can be appealed.
Oh,
yeah.
Just curious. Okay.
And there were lawyers in the room. Ian Ingersoll, who is the closest neighbor, has an attorney there all three times, and he claims that... it just doesn't meet the regulations. So were it to be approved, don't know. On the horizon, we have two referendums, well, two in Sharon anyway. A town meeting, which was attended by 14 people about a month or two ago, approved putting solar panels on the school grounds. One of the neighbors, not knowing anything about it, found out that it was going to be near his house and got quite upset and circulated a petition for a town meeting and a referendum to... the question is a little strange. It's should the town relinquish its land for a private enterprise? So that's what Sharon townspeople will be voting on. There is a nature trail on that parcel that was put in voluntarily by a resident years ago. But those who are pro-solar panels say the trail is full of invasives. Nobody really walks on there for nature's sake. And if the solar panels are put in, they promise to fix it up, put some nice plantings in, so that the neighbors won't be disturbed or have to look out on the solar panels. Again, which, as I say, adjourns to a referendum on January 5th.
Friday the 5th. Okay, Friday the 5th, and then you said
and then
turn right around and do something else?
And then on the 8th is the Housatonic referendum.
Okay, gotcha.
So January 5th for Sharon's solar panels and January 8th for the restoration project at the high school.
Which I simply confused with the budget, so that's so it's restoration at the high school. And
yeah,
that vote
yeah.
is?
So that, as you know, that building is built back in 1939. It's been kept up beautifully, and the building committee has been very careful and watching everything, wanting to keep it as up to date and pristine as possible. And there's a bond issue coming, ending, so that they'll be able to, you know, it's good financial planning. Sam Herrick is very good at that, the business manager. As one closes, you know, you can just slide in the next one. And so this calls for upgrading the auditorium, the cafeteria, some bathrooms, some other things that aren't quite as visible. Tennis courts, they're going to redo the tennis courts that are in dire straits. And the cupola. There's a beautiful cupola on top of the high school. If you go by, you could see it. That's sort of in disrepair, so that's going to be redone as well. And so it's all part of this project. And I'll just put in a plug. When the budget referendum is held in the spring, the turnout is really small, very small, and we're talking millions of dollars. It's kind of depressing that
right.
people
and
don't get out there.
And it being old here, I'm going to channel Marshall. The thing is, only when there is a dodgy issue, or not dodgy, but a controversial, let's just say, a polarizing issue, then people actually turn out.
Right.
And so, Ruth, the point that I am making on behalf of you and Marshall is, you know, people, this is your money.
Yep.
So you might want to consider how it's being spent, and if
exactly.
you don't, that is fine, but then not word one. This is Jill now, because Marshall was much more diplomatic. Don't want to hear word one that you don't like it.
Yeah. Don't be out there.
Don't be out there stirring the pot. And
yeah.
I don't know what words I'm allowed to use on the radio or not, so I'll just say, you know, just don't be out there bitching if you don't choose to show up to...
Exactly. Oh, Marshall and I had this conversation.
And, you know, that's all.
Over and over and over. We always
and
talk
again,
about
he,
this.
He was much better about this than I am. But,
well, the numbers are really, I mean, as I say,
no,
we're talking millions and millions of dollars. And then...
Yeah, and then four people show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just, you know, look, there's a lot of whatever the word is, you know, oh, it's going to pass anyway, or oh, there's nothing we can do. Oh, it's like, yeah, I get that. But that doesn't mean, you know, I land on a different side of this. I'm, you know, I was like, I don't care. There may not be nice. Well, let's raise awareness. Let's
yeah.
do something.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge believer in, you know, if you sit there on your backside and don't do anything, certainly nothing is going to happen.
But an interesting side on this. Now, North Canaan gets hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
As it always does, because it has the most students that they send to the high school. Some of these other school towns have very few students going because, well, quite frankly, they have private schools and kids are taken off the rolls.
Right.
And so at the last selectmen's meeting, there was a cry for voting down, you know, in Canaan to vote down the proposal. And while Canaan could vote it down, that's quite all right. It doesn't change the fact that if the other towns vote in favor, it's majority rule. It's not one town votes
vote.
It down, then everything goes away. It's
right.
it's just, you know, numbers, straight numbers.
Right.
So,
and, of course, you know, even though there's nothing going on, we've already, you know, just hoovered up our time. So is there anything particular that you... That needs it's It's an interesting week, let's just say.
Yeah, we had a few things this week. We had Friday on the December 15th was the vigil for Sandy Hook. Lee and Sophia DeBoer do this every year. They bring awareness to gun control and gun safety, and there were about 30 or 40 people came out to the White House lawn and White Hart lawn, and lit candles. It's a very moving ceremony, and a two-sentence biography on each of the people killed at Sandy Hook are read, and it's just very touching, and it's a way to just keep that awful thing in front of us and remind us what happened on that day. And so hats off to all the people who come out and just are not going to let them forget. So,
all right.
Yeah. And we just a couple of quickies. The Board of Finance in Canaan had its first meeting, and Doug Humes, former first selectman, was named its chairman. So he's back in the seat again. The 12 Days of Christmas art show in Cornwall, in West Cornwall, is really something to be seen. The storefronts are painted with scenes depicting the 12 Days of Christmas, and the local artists really do a fabulous job. So if you're looking for something to do during the holidays, take a stroll down to West Cornwall.
And Ruth, as ever, we really appreciate your strolling around. And this has been the latest edition of Ruth Epstein. What's going on out there, Ruth?